Third parak of Mikvah, second Mishnah, Ketzer. What is an example of this situation that Mayim Shufim fell into the Mikvah? A bol shev chotzer. There was a pit in the chotzer. Enough of the shlosha lugim and three lugim of Mayim Shufim fell into it. Lo'idlo b'sul that sheyetzim enu meloyi v'oid. Remains possible till we say the amount of water that was there initially goes out and more than that. Another way of being machshed is that you have another body of water which has 40 saw, and you have water going down. You can put a pipe, however you do it, to have a flow of water going from the upper mikveh to the bottom mikveh, and by that connection, it is machshed all the water. Very big chiddush. Yeah, even though the chibur is going as it's flowing, it seems to be going. Rabbi Lezer says this is not enough to be machshed. There's different gesos here. Rabbi brings a gears, the Batanu brings a gears of posak, which means that you have to have the, basically what we said before, you have the water go out of it. There's another gears of pokak that you stopped it up, but can only be mapped to another body of water if you make sure this shufim doesn't get mixed into it.